review the county's financial condition.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If y'all, those online, you should be getting an email if you've not gotten it very shortly on the sheets.
I didn't print it, did you?
Well, we'll start with the summary statements for the Quorum Court through September 30th. County General, Fund 1000, $2,295,065.93. County Road, Fund 2000, $4,256,792.89. County Road Sales Tax, Fund 3402, $1,178,061.31. Animal Welfare and Control, Fund 3404, $1,669,660.14. Criminal Justice Sales Tax, Fund 3407, $1,233,072.59. Flip with me to page 2. This chart is terrible to read right now because numbers are so close, but you can see we're trending just like we did in 2019. The actual numbers for county general revenue as of the end of September is about $1,400 difference than it was last year on about $7 million. So we are right where we were last year at this time. And as we've talked about before, through all of this upheaval, you could say, that we've been through, we're really standing pretty good right now. My biggest fear is still coming. It's still, are we going to get those ad valorem taxes collected on time, meaning current, and not then be delinquent and get them next year? It's a cash flow issue. In order for us to make projections, we are going to have to pretty much match what we did last year in ad valorem collections. So it's not looking back that's the issue with me right now. It's the looking forward from here to the end of December. As we've talked about in the past, we're still down pretty heavily in the 7400 series and 7600 series. We're going to be about $200,000 short in those combined in those two series. But we are okay in other spots right now if the ad valorem tax comes through as it did last year. And to make projections, to meet projections, I apologize. Faulkner County sales tax revenue, page 3. Once again, our sales tax is still hanging in there. Sales tax numbers for September, $889,603.86. That's up 7.57% over September of last year. And just for a little bit of history on that, last year, September was the first revenue in which we had seen the internet sales tax posted. It posted about 5.96, I believe, before 2018 September. So we said, okay, well, the internet sales tax is somewhere in about 5%. Looking back, I don't think that we were seeing all of the internet sales tax collected at that time. I think somewhere in the first of this year, we finally started seeing that catch up. This number being 7% above what it was last year when we were collecting sales tax kind of confirms that a little bit to me, that we're gradually, not everybody was paying their sales tax that first month, and it's taking time. We're going to keep continuing to track that. That puts us at 7.97 year to date. If you flip with me to the next page, we're currently 78% projected. Our projected is 9.8 million. I'm not going to change the actual revenue projections, but the way we're trending right now, we will trend over $10 million for sales tax revenue for this year. Once again, I'm not changing projections, but we are going to be projected. If you're flipping me to the last page, and you can see the three-month moving average is just skyrocketing, and the one-year moving average has turned up at a pretty good tick as well. Great numbers on the sales tax. Unfortunately, sales tax does not go into county general, and we're waiting all on that ad valorem. I've mentioned it in the past, and I just want to kind of mention it again. Next year's revenue projections for county general are going to be almost identical to what they are this year. We have not seen the growth we'd hope for this year, and I cannot anticipate the growth next year at this time. Are there any questions? One other thing I'd like to add, we've started working on the projections for next year. Should have projected revenue numbers end of October, and then projected carryover numbers hopefully by the 15th or so of November.
Anything further for Mr. Sanson?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Sanson. We have proposed ordinance 20-24 before us. And first I need a motion to put this on the table for consideration.
Motion made.
I'll second that. I don't have a copy of that with me.
Here.
Is there an extra? Thank you.
Okay, Margaret, this is your deal. Would you please go and explain it before we take a vote?
Okay, this is a grant from the Center Tech and Civic Life that I applied for that helps for the added cost of doing an election in the amongst COVID. So this helps to pay for having an additional early voting site, which we will have at Agape Church. It'll help pay for overtime for my workers that are having to work over to process all the absentee ballots going out and coming back in. It'll help pay for overtime for some part-time employees, or pay for part-time employees to come up and assist us. And we have a rotating shift, a rotating amount of six people coming in and helping us log and helping us get all the boxes filled and everything ready for elections, which early voting starts next Monday. We're purchasing two additional tabulators, the DS-200s, one so we can do our absentee in addition to the 450 that the state purchased for us. We also needed an additional DS-200 as a backup. We did not have a backup, so we now have one as a backup to protect us if one of the other machines go down. We can also, any additional supplies that we do not already have, we can purchase supplies with it. I've purchased TVs that one will go in here and one in the other to help display for election night, to display the results for people so y'all can be spread out and still see the results on the TV. There's more, but I don't know what it is right now. Y'all have any questions?
I do. Is this a common grant that Arkansas has always given out, or is this a special grant due to COVID?
This is a special grant. This is not a tax funded grant. This is from the Civic and Tech Civic Life Center. It's sponsored by lots of different entities, but it is not a taxpayer grant.
Really? Okay.
So it's not one that the taxpayers are going to come back and have to pay. Reimburse, you know, mm-hmm. pay out the tax-wise for it.
Okay. And I'm just curious, did you have any problems finding help for this election?
No, we have not had any trouble with help. Yeah. I have calls every day and friends calling for friends. We still have them drop out, mm-hmm. but we have someone to step right into their place.
That's awesome.
So we are in good shape for election workers.
Anything further for Ms. Darter? Question?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Ms. Darter, can you you mentioned earlier on one voting center just caught me, Agape Church. Is that what you meant? What did you say was connected to the church? You said something about it. I forgot what it was.
There's going to be an additional early voting site. Yes, we've added another early voting site just so they're hopefully to cut down any kind of lines that there might be during early voting.
Okay.
In the general election, more than 50% of your people will early vote.
Yeah,
so we want to be prepared for early voting. And plus they will be, since we lost two polling sites, which was Peace Lutheran and Grace Methodist, we lost those. So they will also be an early election day polling site as well.
Okay, and the funds from this help you?
Yes.
Be able to be
Yes, I was going to have to come and ask for probably $30,000, but because of this grant, I won't have to ask for any money. This will cover all the difference because the additional money we're spending is COVID related.
Anything further?
I make a motion that we forward ordinance 2024 to full court.
Okay, I have a motion. I need a second.
Second.
Who was that?
All in favor of advancing proposed ordinance 20-24 to the full court for its consideration, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ordinance 20-24 is advanced to the full court. Is there anything other to come before the Budget and Finance Committee at this time? We're adjourned. Thank you.